Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne lives in Atlanta, and her preaching is entitled On Being True Vine.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Vines were everywhere in Jesus' world. Vineyards had dotted the landscape of Israel since, gosh, if we take the Bible at its word, since Genesis chapter 9. When Noah became the world's first vintner. In a land where the water was often brackish, wine was a daily part of life. But beyond the many vineyards Jesus would have wandered past in his travels, the image of the vine permeated Jewish art and commerce. It could be found on local coins and in the mosaic tiles of synagogues. Even the entrance to the temple in Jerusalem was decorated with a huge image of a vine overlaid with gold. The first century historian Josephus reports that the grape clusters on this artistic rendering were as tall as a man. Why so prevalent, we might wonder? Because in ancient Jewish culture, where artistic renderings of human beings were religiously taboo, the vine had become a prominent symbol of the people of Israel. It was an image that had deep biblical roots since the time of the prophets. Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Hosea, even the book of Psalms all speak of Israel as being like a vine that God planted in fertile ground that took root and spread quickly. It was an image of a people chosen and cared for and abundantly fruitful. But what is interesting is that throughout the prophets and the Psalms, almost every time this image is used, something has gone awry in the vineyard. Either the vine has grown sour fruit, or its branches have stretched in the wrong direction, or the walls surrounding the vineyard have come down and the vine has been trampled by wild boars. So many different allusions to times in history when that covenant relationship between God and Israel hadn't produced fine wine, but just bramble. In one moving passage in Ezekiel, God asks the prophet what a vine is good for if it can't produce fruit. Vine wood is basically useless, can't even make a good peg off of which to hang a coffee mug on, God says. May as well just use it to light a bonfire. In the Old Testament, there's a lot of fire mentioned whenever vines get talked about. So I guess it shouldn't surprise us that fire would pop up in Jesus' preaching about the vine as well. There are a couple places in the Gospels of Mark and Matthew where vineyards appear as a backdrop for Jesus' teaching. Think of the parable of the true sons who are asked to go out and work in the Father's vineyard, or the parable of the laborers in the vineyard, or the parable about the vineyard workers who kill the owner's son. But only in the Gospel of John, and only in the passage we hear as Gospel today, does Jesus fully take on the Old Testament imagery concerning the vine and make that stunning statement, I am the true vine. True in that Hebrew meaning of the word, faithful, steadfast. Basically, I am the people that remains constant in covenant with God. I am the people that is planted and tended and cared for by God and that bears abundant good fruit. I am the people that has been faithful to God's will and will remain faithful to God's will, come what may. And then just as stunning, you are the branches. You all share in my relationship with God. By the words I've spoken to you, you've been cultivated for fidelity, for living the covenant. Remain in me. Don't get separated from me or from one another. Remain in this organic, living, growing, stretching, tangled community that is never the same from one day to the next. Remain within this people, being shaped and pruned and tended by hand of God. And be amazed at what kind of fruit will grow out of that relationship with God, with each other. We find ourselves now deep into the Easter season, that time every year when we meditate on how the same Jesus who walked through the vineyards of Israel 2,000 years ago teaching about the kingdom of God remains alive and animating among us now within this vine we call church. But this year, perhaps it's harder than most to wrestle with that mystery. Sometimes of late, we haven't always felt particularly cared for by our God. Perhaps we're feeling more along the lines of a vine trampled by wild boars. We look at our recent history and realize we've not always borne good fruit. And it's been really hard to feel connected to one another when we can't be physically with one another, worshiping together. And so let's take for our meditation and discussion with each other today three core questions. Perhaps, indeed, we can take them with us throughout the entire coming week. One, how would you describe your life in the vine in 2021? If you could draw a picture of the vine today, what would it look like? Two, how are you experiencing the call to fidelity right now? What does it mean to be true to God and to your fellow branches on the vine in 2021? Three, when you imagine looking through God's eyes, what hope do you yet discover for the vine? How would you draw God's dream for the vine in the time that yet lies before us? May God abundantly bless the time you spend with Jesus' words on the true vine this fifth week of Easter, 2021.